Welcome to this week's Farzi Show for this Thursday morning. I am in Colorado, Berthoud, Colorado, to be exact. It's about an hour north of Denver. Look at it. Rustic. You like the stove? Yeah. I don't even know if that works, but it's a nice little feature here at the Airbnb. Welcome to the Farzi Show, presented by Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. Wanted to make sure while I'm away for a family funeral that I still was able to give you guys that good, fresh content. And the Eagles, the Sixers, and of course some news in the NFL, certainly giving us a lot of things to talk about. First thing I want to start with is I think I most definitely caught something on the plane. So I already feel like crap, and I literally just got out here. It's always fun flying, of course. But wanted to start with you guys on the DeMar Hamlin situation. It's great to see the Bills announce and also Adam Schefter report that he is taking steps in the right direction, at least. I'm still not exactly sure what that means, but I know we'll be getting more information, and it certainly beats the hell out of any bad news we could be getting where they have made determinations for the guy's future and what his recovery will look like. But it's at least good to see the words taking steps in the right direction. Signs of improvement is what the doctors are saying right now about DeMar Hamlin. So we'll keep praying, keep our fingers crossed, and keep the positive vibes going for him and his family, obviously. As far as the football side of things goes for the Philadelphia Eagles, some great news today that, or yesterday rather, during walkthrough, Jalen Hurts, although during his press conference, Nick Sirianni wouldn't offer a lot of information about Jalen Hurts and say what Jalen Hurts was going to be doing, what his status was, still keeping it in-house, still day-to-day, most importantly, and they don't have to make a decision yet. That was all the stuff he said during the press conference today or yesterday. But then they go for their walkthrough at practice. And what happens at the walkthrough? Well, Jalen Hurts not only participates in the walkthrough for the first time in 2 weeks, but he also runs with the first team in the walkthrough. Technically, he was listed as limited. I don't know how he could be limited as a walkthrough, but like me and Jeff Mosher were talking about the other day, they just seem to be making up terms now. But it's just good to see him with the ones. I fully expect him to play against the Giants on Sunday at 4:25. I look forward to seeing him playing. And I also look forward to the idea of them finally just locking up the top seed, getting the first round bye, and then hopefully being able to relax during that first round bye and maybe get Lane Johnson as close to healthy as they can expect at this point with the injury that he has suffered. No update as far as Avante Maddox goes. Josh Sweat was in the building with the team, but no word on when he's going to play again. CD Deuce, they activated him, so the practice window is open for CD Deuce. Hopefully he gets at least one more game under his belt before the playoffs start for the Eagles. So all that was some good news from the Philadelphia Eagles practice facility yesterday. We'll see what happens today during practice when it comes to Jalen and how much they're going to be using him at practice. I would expect him to be, again, with the ones running everything. And look, I can't imagine keeping him off the field on Sunday. I would imagine he plays, and I would also imagine the Giants don't play their big guns. They lay down, and I think you have a very similar situation to what the Dallas Cowboys did last year against the Eagles, which was they still remember, if you remember week 18, they still had something to play for. They routed the Eagles. The Eagles rested their guys. And I think it'll be a similar situation, but this one in the Eagles' favor, where they're locking up their playoff chances. They're locking up that top seed, I should say, the NFC East, the NFC, and they get that first round bye. So what I'm saying is I hope that they go out there, they rout the Giants in the first half. You don't have to play Jalen Hurts in the second half, and then you could just put your feet up and concentrate on getting guys back healthy for your first playoff game, which could then be in 2 weeks. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for that scenario to actually play out in that exact way. Something else we need to get into today. The 76ers had a crazy game. Watching it out here in Colorado, I mean, obviously you get the news, Joel Embiid's not going to play, fine. But you could really tell that they were missing Joel Embiid as their closer in that fourth quarter. They're up 12 points with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and they blow that lead. They go down four. Then Tyrese Maxey saves the day, plays hero, gets a steal and a layup to go the other direction. So that was great. Pulls him within two. And then they get an opportunity to tie the game with Maxey going down the other way. First off, great defense on the defensive end of the court for the Sixers. Maxey gets the ball, goes the length of the court, goes for the scoop layup, misses. Tobias Harris is right there for the putback. Tie game. You go to overtime, and the Sixers defense, James Harden especially, was incredible. Incredible in that overtime period. That's what you want to see from James Harden each and every night. Both the scoring points led the way with 26 points for the Sixers last night. Tobias Harris, De'Anthony Melton, Montrezl Harrell, all with 19 points apiece. Your bench came up huge in that game, 48 points. It was a great team Sixers win without Joel Embiid on the court. You don't want to – look, the Pacers are a good team. Haliburton was hot last night. Buddy Hield was in three. I think he had five threes last night. The Pacers are a good team. They're very close in record to the 76ers, obviously. But when you play a game without Joel Embiid, you don't have your closer in that game. Obviously, you're going to have some struggles down the stretch, and the Sixers certainly did. And when they were up 12, I thought they were just going to blow them away from that point. I thought, all right, we'll just keep this rolling. You make it a 20-point game, and you know, I'll be right with the world. Couldn't have been further from the truth. The Pacers go on a huge run in the end of that fourth quarter, end up taking that lead. Sixers fight back to tie it, force overtime, and that's where they were able to take control. And I thought it was interesting to me what stood out to me from Duck Rivers, for all you fine people, when he was talking about, after the game, Montrezl Harrell starring in his role. That's what you have to do. If you're a role player in the NBA, if you're coming off the bench in the NBA, this is the assignment we're giving you. You have to be a stud in that assignment. We have to know that giving you this responsibility, you're going to take it and you're going to run with it. And you're going to be the best you possibly can be in that role with that assignment. And Montrezl Harrell was just that last night. 19 points, played a great big man role for the Sixers without Joel Embiid. Got rebounds for you, got putbacks, was very aggressive. Shake Milton played himself a great game, had some clutch minutes for the Sixers. Doc Rivers was very complimentary of Shake Milton in that game, making sure that he got points on the board while he was in there. And also seeing a guy like Matisse Thybulle just play the defense that he was playing. I feel like over the last couple of games, you've seen Matisse Thybulle really start to get into that defensive mode that we have seen him play at, that really high level of defense where I don't know if we're going to be talking about him as Defensive Player of the Year and getting consideration in that regard again, but since last year, he has not been, since that playoff series against Toronto, where he couldn't play in Toronto because of the vaccination status, we all know the story. Since then, he has not been the same player. And that is just what I know a lot of people think. That's what I think. He has not been the same player. It feels like right now, over the last couple of games, you're starting to see him get back to being that type of player again. So hopefully that process continues to go for him in the right direction. Somebody else that I thought was a big contributor, again, was Tobias Harris last night. There's a great play, I think, at the beginning of the third quarter. He came out with a great – I mean, I've been talking about him getting to the rim and being a very versatile 3-and-D type guy. But when you talk about 3-and-D guys, you never talk about guys penetrating and getting in the lane. And that's what he did last night, especially in the start of that third quarter. Helped the Sixers build a little bit more momentum, helped build that lead up to the 12-point lead that it was in that fourth quarter. But Tobias Harris, I think, continues just to play well. Rough game two nights ago, but I thought he bounced back really well last night, especially without him, again, without Embiid in the lineup tonight. But yeah, Sixers, I thought, played a – when they had to, despite not having their closer, blowing a 12-point lead, when they had to lock it down, especially the defensive end of things, they certainly did that in the game last night. And the bottom line is they found a way to win without Embiid. So that's a big thing. I really just enjoyed being able to watch that game tonight, all the way out here in Colorado. One of the things I'm going to be looking forward to talking to you guys about tomorrow is the status of Jalen Hurts and where he's going to be at as far as the practice schedule goes, how much of a participant he's going to be in that practice schedule, and whether or not, of course, we'll get any news as to whether or not the Eagles will actually start him on Sunday to finally confirm that. I think we're going to have to wait at least till Friday to really know that. But we'll be waiting with bated breath, of course. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is the Farzy Show presented by Steven Singer of Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price, the perfect price online at IHateStevenSinger.com. That's IHateStevenSinger.com. I do hope, because it is Uncle Jerry who passed away, and that's why we're out here in Colorado, I do hope to play for you guys again the Farzi in the Field special of me riding a horse courtesy of Uncle Jerry. So we hope to play that again for you a little bit later in the week, if not later today, maybe tomorrow. But just stay tuned to the Farzi Show YouTube channel, and hopefully we'll republish that and put it out there once again. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. I'll check in with you guys tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.